the yearbook, sportscast, and a podcast, kind of. I'm your host, Doug. Everyone else is standing way back there. You can hear us anywhere. That has not been proven. I don't think that's actually true. You can contact us, though. It says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. In a nondescript pregame radio interview among dozens and dozens of nondescript pregame radio interviews, Orioles manager Buck Showalter went off on a tangent. He wasn't asked about this and mentioned that it's difficult for Baltimore, a small market, to compete for players. It did not strike us that Showalter was in any way using that as an excuse for the Orioles' record, and in the very next phrase he said as much, that's not an excuse. But Showalter said what not many people, especially those in the game, will say, which is that baseball is extremely uncompetitive, and we're adding this part, and that's boring. Still, spring training brings out romantic words about starting over, everybody's got the same record, anything can happen, but the truth is almost half of MLB teams have almost no hope of competing, almost no hope of surprising before the season even starts. Still, how does that differ from the salary-capped NFL? In football preseason, city size does not seem to matter. Everyone seems to have some hope, and over and over and over, unheralded teams and small markets keep competing for titles. In baseball, the NFL playoff dark horse, we'll see. The allegedly up-and-coming Browns, they'd be a forgotten also-ran, destined to lose quarterback Baker Mayfield to free agency. All season, even many journalists talk about MLB parity, while at the same time discussing the players the Orioles, Padres, or Twins will have to give up. No one talks about the infielders the Yankees or Cubs will have to give up. But the language that says many smaller teams must rebuild to later break up because of money has very subtly become part of casual conversation. So just spend some money would work in the salary-capped NBA, but not in baseball, where this year 14 teams don't have some money. The reason I kept saying still earlier is that so much of the league being uncompetitive has been a big problem since the beginning of the 90s, and many officials and broadcasters alike keep saying it's solved, but it's not, which is why an active manager talking about it, while not rare, is beneficial. Now, before we get into the stats, one issue that can make things a little unclear is that small markets change. And that goes against this argument. For example, in the early 90s, the Houston Astros were considered moneyless, penniless have-nots. When they won it all last year, the Houston Astros were by then a big market spender. Spending big does not guarantee wins, but if you don't spend big, you will more than likely lose, or at least lose very, very soon. Since 1992, 24 seasons, we've had small market teams in the World Series just 5 times. Out of 48 slots, just 5 times, only 2 of the have-nots, the Marlins in 2003 and the Royals in 2015, won. Neither team came close to repeating. Of the 3 small market runners-up, only the Royals were ever heard from again. Let's take a look at this season, the 25th season, which still awaits a result. Of the 14 clubs with payrolls below the league average, the Braves, Athletics, Brewers, Phillies, and Rays have all surprised. Now, there are always small market surprises, but for them, it's a zero-sum game. There's never an uprising or a groundswell of non-glamour teams taking over the playoffs. Rather, one small market just replaces another. This year, the Phillies are up, but where are the Reds? The Brewers are up, but where are the Pirates? The Rays have the league's smallest payroll and have worked their way into a stellar season, but they competed directly with the Red Sox and Yankees, payrolls number 1 and number 6 respectively, and it's not close. Tampa's 9 behind, even second place New York, and are out of the playoffs. Just 3 have-nots are likely to make the 10-team playoff field. This problem has to be fixed. I would actually ask, how could a major sport let so many markets just languish? But the English Premier League favors even fewer franchises. But still, how could a major sport let so many markets just languish? The Braves and Athletics especially are legitimate contenders this year, but will they be out of chances by 2020? 46-112 problems, as in 46 wins and 112 losses. Google is still not using the correct Orioles logo, and Utz White Cheddar Cheese Balls, the official salty snack of Major League Baseball, is also using the old Orioles logo on the bag. Please see ESPN's parking lot, which is flying the correct and up-to-date logo banner. And give Patricia Clarkson the Emmy right now.